Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line is Rick Klein, ABC News political director. And Rick, we'll get into what's going on in Washington in just a moment. But have to ask you about Ted Cruz in the last 24 hours. With him being caught on Twitter, basically, on that flight to Cancun and then changing his story a bunch of times. What does this do for his future, if anything?
It's a stunning story, and I think it does real political damage. I think you recognize that in how apologetic he was upon his return. The initial story that he said that he was just there to drop off his kids fell apart, and he acknowledged he planned to stay through the weekend. And that hasty retreat that he made back, I think, was reflective of the political peril that he's in. And it's not just this, it's the fact that you've got the governor on defense trying to somehow blame the Green New Deal for the blackouts there. Former Governor Perry saying Texans would rather shiver for a few days than be attached to the national power grid. It's a failure of leadership in the view of many Democrats, a failure of Republican leadership. And it's not the first or last time you've got some Democrats saying, hey, look, this is the problem there, and this is a chance maybe to make some political inroads. And even though Ted Cruz isn't up for three more years for re-election, there are a lot of other Republicans in the meantime who might have to answer for this unfortunate turn of events and many others.
You know, he did not apologize. Should he have?
He said he knew it was a mistake. I think he showed more contrition than I anticipated in the Trump era. Maybe my expectations are different, and you kind of expect that no one ever backs down. But he acknowledged it was a mistake, and I'm sure that his tone will change as he continues to get pressed on this question. I think he recognized. He says that this was a distraction and turned around as quickly as he could. And you know, people will have to make a judgment for there as to whether it's genuine and whether they're willing to cut him any slack.
Yeah, it is a wild story that we're still kind of unpacking here this morning. Switching focus over to here in New York with the investigation going on of Governor Cuomo. He has made kind of a tremendous national profile for himself over the last year. How is that all looking now?
Yeah, I mean, it really is another self-inflicted political wound. I think the cover-up here, the unwillingness to provide information ends up being just so much more damaging than anything that was originally part of this. And I think because he was the face of the early response to COVID, he's got a bigger target on his back. His national profile, statewide profile, so elevated. I've seen polling in New York suggesting that his handling of COVID hasn't really taken a hit, at least not yet. But as this continues, as you'll have the legislature in Albany trying to scale back some of the governor's powers, as there are potentially federal investigations as part of this, man, it is going to be a rough ride for Governor Cuomo.
Do you think it's more of a rough ride for him or his administration, top aides?
Well, I'm sure that there are top aides that get caught up in it as well. But Cuomo is the governor, and he's obviously going to be was the face early on, and I think will be the face going forward. And if there were actions taken by top aides, it's not very hard to reflect that back on the man at the top.
All right, now moving over to Washington, where we're still kind of waiting, still waiting on news of that stimulus bill. It's been a week of some people in action, some people out on vacation, but at the same time, are we any closer after this week to passage of that relief package?
Well, the big votes in the House are going to be next week. The House and Senate were out this week, so I don't think there was an expectation that they'd get much done. I think this week was about selling it to the public. And you had President Biden doing a town hall on Tuesday night. He'll be in Michigan today, delayed by a day because of the storms, trying to use bipartisanship as its own sort of weapon. His argument is that bipartisanship's already there, that people already support this package on a bipartisan basis. It's a tricky argument to make, because obviously the proof is in the votes and we haven't had those yet. But as they start to come up next week, and as it looks like it's likely to be a partisan party line vote, he's trying to convey the public support for these for the individual policies in this package, and hope that the votes flow out of that. So we'll get some real tests next week.
There's a lot of attention right now on President Biden over the reopening of schools in the country. You know, he originally said that he wanted schools to be open in his first 100 days of office, but seems to be backtracking on that a bit. How does he navigate this?
Yeah, this is as difficult as they come. I mean, there's no question but that he has walked back that initial pledge to say that a majority of schools will be open in the first 100 days. Now it's a majority of K through 8 schools, will have at least some in-person learning. But when you start looking at the complications, as he acknowledged this week, ventilation systems to upgrade in schools, it's not just teachers, but cafeteria workers, bus drivers who need to be made safe, the potential for social distancing, which would require more teachers, more classrooms, more school days into the summer. This is complicated material. And because schools are by their nature controlled at the state and local level, there really is only so much that can be done from the presidential level. And honestly, I think it's been a very steep learning curve for this administration, now that they're on the inside, about the limits of what the federal government can promise.
This, though, is really, for Republicans, this is going to turn into a key issue heading into next year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I think if we're in a situation where schools are not back at full capacity by next school year, going into the midterm year of 2022, it's going to be on Democrats, because, there's many Democrats who said, let's follow the science. There really isn't much in the CDC recommendations that wouldn't allow schools to be open in some capacity now. So for frustrated parents, people that really need their kids back to school, and obviously for the kids themselves who have lost so much ground over the last year, I think the pressure is only going to build. And it's one of those issues that just puts this president at the nexus of a whole lot of different forces around science, around unions, and of course, risking the ire of parents.
Well, Rick, good to have you on this morning. Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live.